in Virginia is where I started my nursing career. This is a night of my first night off orientation as a new grad in the ICU. I get to work, it's a Sunday night, I get onto the unit, and I look, and I realize where I'm at. I'm on one of the pods with all the experienced nurses. Great, this is gonna be a good night. But then I realize it's Sunday night, they're in white, and I'm in blue. On Sunday night, all the older nurses still chose to wear white at this hospital. So then I'm like, oh, great. Sticking out like a sore thumb already. Okay, it's gonna be a great night. So night goes on, I get two stable MABLE patients, it's pretty good. And then we realize we need to make a bed. So one of my stable MABLEs gets transferred out, and then I've got the open bed. Well, then a rapid response gets called. Now, this is not like the resources that we do have in some of our local hospitals here. The rapid response nurse is actually the charge nurse. And the RT in the ICU and our intensivist is who responds to rapids. No other resources. Then they head to the unit to check on this rapid response. And he kind of looks at me, our charge nurse, before he leaves, and he says, make sure you're ready. I've just got a feeling. And again, this is one of the older nurses, the old school nurses, that when they say, I've got a feeling, you listen. So I do what every good little ICU nurse should do, especially new grad ICU nurse, and I get in that patient's chart. As I'm going through the chart, I realize, fuck, I know this patient. Not only do I know this patient was my last patient on orientation's mom. Like, I know this patient. So I'm like, okay, this patient's family knows I'm a baby nurse. All the things are going through my head. And I'm like, nope, focus, Aurora, get back on the game. You've got this. So then the charge nurse calls. We think it's a stroke. We're coming in hot into the ICU. We're not even going in the room. It's gonna look like a NASCAR pit crew in front of this room. All the ICU nurses are gonna huddle around them. We're gonna do our things, probably a CHG bath, including a Muplex on the butt, because that's what we do. And then we're gonna hightail it down to a stat CT. So stat CT in the ICU, guys, ask your ICU neighbors. I know there's some in here. That equals the portal to heaven. It does. Like, literally, you put them in that tube at night with stat CT in front of it, and it's like the gates open and all the angels are coming to get them. Something happens, and literally, it almost did. So we get everything hooked up, we get the monitor hooked up, we're heading down to the CT. We get down there, pull her over onto the CT, not feeling real good, looking at the vital signs, they are not good. We're like, hey buddy, hurry up. I'm pretty sure I said, hey buddy, you done? Hurry up at least 150 times in probably 2.5 minutes. So he says, okay, got the images, we're done. She's coming out of the tube. Before she's even out of the tube, we're pulling her back on the bed. Thank goodness she's an itty bitty. So we go to pull her out of the CT, going down the hallway, and we're starting to run. And then Matt, my charge nurse, goes, Aurora. I said, nope. Nope, I'm not doing it. He's like, I need you to check pulse. Nope, we are going back to the unit. We are going back to the unit. He's like, nope, Aurora, check her pulse. I'm like, fuck. Check her pulse, no pulse. So in my head, I'm like, all right, we got this. It's gonna be like Grey's Anatomy. I'm gonna hop on the bed, start compressions. So I hop on the bed, start compressions. He pulls me over into a little cubby, dark hallway, dark area. Nobody can see me doing compressions. He leaves me to go get the crash cart. I'm doing compressions. Now, at this point in my life, I had been a cop, coffee and donuts, military cop, longer than I had been a nurse. Those things you don't unlearn, so different habits. So I'm doing compressions, keep on going. I still haven't heard the code blue call overhead. I'm like, what in the hell is taking him so long? Going through my staying alive. Like, I have done a whole lot of 30 and twos, like a whole lot of 30 and twos, because as a cop, that's what I've been taught. Not this compressions until the Calvary arrives stuff, right? So I keep going. I lean up over her, go to a single hand compression, reach back where my gun belt should be, where my CPR mask should be. Guess what's not there? I'm not a cop anymore. I don't have gun belt anymore. No gun belt. I wear a stethoscope now. No more gun. Get back on the chest, and I'm like, okay, It's been a long time since she's had oxygen. Fuck. I think I can do mouth-to-mouth. I can do mouth-to-mouth. She doesn't have anything. Nope. Nothing that, no bloodborne pathogens. Her mouth is still clean, dry, intact. She hasn't vomited yet. Yep, I think we're okay. I wait a little bit longer. Still, Calgary hasn't arrived. So what do? Lean up, lean over. Yeah. Yep, all of you. I heard it. Judgment. I heard it. So I do mouth to mouth and get back up on the chest. And of course, the Calgary arrives. So we get her intubated. We get ROSC, which means her heart starts beating on its own again. Everything is great. We're heading back to the unit. We get in the elevator. You can feel the tension because we just had a code outside the unit. Everybody's going to have to answer for this one, except for the new grad. So get in the elevator. Need to do a joke because that's how we handle things. That's how we cut the tension. So I look at the charge nurse and I say, Matt, what took you so long? It took you so long, I had to do mouth to mouth on my patient. He looks at me, the respiratory therapist looks at me, and the doctor looks at me like instantly, like, looks at Aurora. And I'm like, what? I said, you're so old, and it took you so damn long to get there, I had to do mouth to mouth. I saved my patient. I did what I had to do. And Matt looks at me, he goes, Aurora, we do not kiss our patients in the hospital. And as any good charge nurse would do, somehow on the way the three floors up to the ICU, he makes sure everybody in the ICU knows Aurora kissed her patient. So as we get into the unit, the jokes start. If my heart stops, I want Aurora there. She's going to make sure I'm alive. And the jokes continue as we come around the unit and we come around the nurse's station. I see my other patient from last week. And she's standing in front of the room we're about to go into. We get there, we go in the room. Magic happens. Things happen that have changed me and have impacted my nursing career and have made me the nurse I am, have helped me take care of families. It was beautiful. All these years later, it still impacts me today. But the shift went on, the jokes continued, because that's how we deal with hard things. That's how it works. The end of the shift, though, finally everything is done. The paperwork is done. The charting is done. Definitely a long, late morning. Get finally to the where I'm going to come out the doors, the double doors to the time clock. And as I come out, they're all standing there, everybody. And I'm waiting for the jokes. And some of the jokes come. And then I clock out, and one of the older nurses reaches up and puts her arms over my shoulder, and she goes, it's all right. It wasn't the kiss of death. It was the kiss of life.